Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, Pat and Chris, you know, back in June, mm-hmm. you know, to be precise, back in June 25th.
Oh, down to the day. I can't wait to hear that.
Down to the day. I was on VFN radio.
Really?
And, you know, as I look back and I think, you know, this we've been having so much fun and just been so encouraged to be able to share this moment with your VFN radio listeners every morning. Mm-hmm. But, you know, on that day, I shared about R.A. Dickey. He is the Mets New York pitcher, the ace. If you notice, I am wearing my New York Mets hat this morning while
that.
I'm in studio. Mm-hmm. Because today is a special day. R.A. Dickey, the New York Mets pitcher, was yesterday announced as the National League Cy Young Award winner. We need to give a big round of applause. You know, the National League Cy Young, the baseball has two leagues. They have the American League and the National League. And R.A. Dickey is a pitcher who's a believer. We're going to talk about his testimony because it's just phenomenal. It really, really is. But R.A. Dickey came from just amazing odds to have a completely amazing, memorable year. And he won the National League Cy Young Award. And the Cy Young Award is an award that's given to the best pitcher of each league that year. And it's an amazing accomplishment. Wow. I mean, it really, some people, you know, some pitchers pitch their whole career and never, ever win, you know, that type of an award. In Mets history, 50-year history, there's only been two pitchers prior to him, Tom Seaver and Doc Gooden, to win this award. So it's an exciting day. My sons and I had a great celebration there, a high five to our dismal season. I mean, they won a total of 74 wins this year, the Mets did, and R.A. Dickey was responsible for about 26% of those wins when he was on the mound. I mean, he's your go-to guy. But R.A. Dickey is pretty amazing because he's kind of a lot like us. He has come back from multiple setbacks. You know what I'm saying? He's 1 month away from turning 38. And
he's that old. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's that old. He is a believer.
Wow.
Yeah, for an athlete.
That's old.
Yeah, for an athlete. That is pretty old. But he's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, man. He's made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior. And I shared back on the 25th that I had the chance, my sons and I, to meet R.A. Dickey. And we went to meet him. He wrote a book called Wherever I Wind Up, My Quest for Truth, Authenticity, and the Perfect Knuckleball. And we went to a book signing, and we brought him a gift with a baseball that says iabide.org.
Talked
to him about abiding, you know, and meeting with the Lord. In fact, we gave it to him. You know, him and his wife were kind of surprised that we kind of brought him a gift. And he took a picture with us with iabide.org, and he said he's going to go to the website and check it out.
Yeah.
But I read his book and read his story, and, you know, this knuckleball is kind of about losing control. It's an odd pitch. It's something that most pitchers don't turn to, if pitchers turn to it at all.
Yeah, it's a really hard pitch, right?
Yeah, I mean, you actually don't use your knuckles. You actually kind of use your nails in a way. You got to dig into the ball. And it's about just throwing this ball that has no turns at all. When you're throwing a baseball with those slider, fastball, curveball, it's all about seams. The seams of the baseball, the stitches have to turn. They have to rotate. Well, this knuckleball doesn't rotate at all. It just kind of lobs out there.
Right, it's like a lame duck.
Exactly, and you never know where it's going to break. It could it could break down. It could break sideways. It could just, you know.
Even the guy throwing it has no idea.
He has no idea. It's all about losing control.
Wow, think about that.
And exactly, and he actually says there's a great, you know, connection between that pitch and his own life. It's only when he lost control, quote unquote, of what he was doing, and And he went through some trials, and he found the Lord, man. He was done. This guy's been going through the minor leagues for years. He just got signed in 2010, I believe, with the Mets.
I mean,
it's like no one gave him a chance. The Mets were the last team that actually gave him an opportunity to pitch, and he was out of the majors.
Yeah, then you have like a bum shoulder or arm or something.
It's something going on with his arm that, you know, early on in his career, he was drafted by the Texas Rangers, and they offered him $1 million signing bonus, only later to find out that on x-rays that he had this ligament that basically is a career-ending type of injury or problem.
Yeah, it was missing, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was completely gone. It just didn't have it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And the doctors are saying that, listen, it's impossible for you to turn a doorknob without having excruciating pain without this ligament.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm fine. I don't feel a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, he had $1 million policy as a baseball player when he played for Tennessee that if he got injured, he could cash in.
Mm-hmm.
And he never cashed that policy in.
Oh,
he wanted to continue to play baseball.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Texas Rangers, when I'm calling him back, they said, listen, we can't offer you $1 million, but we can give you $75,000. Mm. Could you imagine?
Wow. What a jump.
He says, I'll take it. Took it and started many years on a cycle of trying to find his way.
Mm-hmm.
And spent many years in the minor leagues, which is not really...
not very desirable.
No, not desirable,
Right.
Not the best place a lot of players want to be in, but he gets called up, but he came to a point where he accepted the Lord of his life, and he says, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. And his wife, his brother actually led him to the Lord in school. And that's how he wound up meeting his wife and his family. Cool. And it's just really an amazing story. He's a very humble guy, really authentic. And it's amazing that the same year that he writes a book, the book comes out, in the same year that he climbs Mount Kilimanjaro. And by the way, he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro as a fundraiser for a Teen Challenge.
Sorry, I forgot about that. Where is that at?
I have no idea.
Kilimanjaro?
I have no idea.
In Africa or something?
Somewhere out there. Could be. We can find out, though. We can definitely find out. But he climbs this mountain to raise funds for Teen Challenge, which is a Christian organization that basically helps people that are recovering from alcohol and drugs. And so really it's just a great celebration for him. And it's just really wonderful to see how the Lord is just blessing me. So many athletes this year, Tim Tebow and Jeremy Lin and others, and Drew Brees, and just bold to be able to share their faith on a world stage that, many fans, cheer them and wave them on. But when they give credit to the Lord Jesus Christ, is amazing. And Artie Dickey says that, oftentimes I get interviewed and I give God the glory, but my testimony gets cut out of all of that. A lot of these news people, they don't want to play my testimony when I'm talking about God. I don't doesn't understand why. So we're taking a little bit of time here just to talk about his testimony, who's behind R.A. Dickey and his success. In fact, we talked about an article that was recently shared, I believe, in World Magazine, a Christian publication. The title was "It Worship on the Mound," and he considers throwing baseball pitching as his way of worship and glorifying God.
Amazing. And Kilimanjaro is in Africa. Good guess.
Oh, you were right. Look at
I
you.
I was correct.
Chris, imagine that. Who knew? Such knowledge.
I know. It just comes from nowhere.
It's amazing.
such intellect.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.